Today we celebrate the ascension of our Lord. Our Lord ascended to heaven. So therefore we also have to ascend with our hearts and minds to heaven. Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 to 5, St. Paul says, if our hearts is with the Lord, we also desire everything in heaven. That's what this great event invites all of us to do. Jesus came on earth to show us a way, truth and life, John 14:6. And he has given us a great hope that our life has a meaning. We are not here on earth just for nothing, but there is a meaning. And Jesus gives us that meaning. And we have three beautiful readings today. The first reading we heard from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1. The nutshell of that scripture is inviting us. Jesus is saying, remain in Jerusalem. Jesus said to his disciples, what is this Jerusalem? Jerusalem symbolizes the heaven, heavenly Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a church, a sacred territory. Every time when we enter into prayer, we are entering into the sacred territory. There are different territories in our life. But every time when we pray, when we come to the church, we are entering into the sacred territory. There we are going to encounter our living God who created us. So therefore, after this ascension celebrates after the 40 days after the Easter Sunday, and ever since, we are in a very unique way, we are preparing ourselves to have the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's what the first reading, remain in Jerusalem, pray. John baptized you with the water, but soon you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Luke chapter 3 verse 16 is quoting, of course, Saint Luke is the author of the Acts of the Apostles. That's what we believe. So we need to be truly open. We need to watch and wait in order to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, we have no life. We are like a fish out of water. John 10:10, Jesus said, I came to give you life, that life in fullness. That life, what gives that life? The Holy Spirit. Now the second reading, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 to 20, Saint Paul is leading us, introducing us about that beautiful two spiritual eyes. We all have external eyes. With that eyes, we see so many things, and also we may not see many things. And very often, we are not seeing things, especially today's world, you know, all the time we are looking at the phone. We are not even attentive. We are not really attentive and watchful about the things happening around us. But St. Paul is inviting us today to pray so that our inner eyes may be opened, so that we may be able to see heaven. In Acts chapter 7, verse 55 onwards, we see that Stephen, Saint Stephen, while he was dying, the word of God says, while they were throwing stone on him, and he said he saw the heaven, his eyes were open. That eyes was not literally speaking about that externalized, but internalized. There is another beautiful word of God in Revelation chapter 3. It says, and most of the time we claim, I am seeing. But the word of God says, we are not realizing, we are blind, we are naked, we are wretchedly and pitiably poor. So therefore, if we want to lead a spiritual life, every day we have to pray to the Lord, Lord, open my eyes so that I may see you, like that Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52, there we see a blind man is coming. Jesus asked, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, I want to see again. Every time when we come for Mass, when we are approaching the Lord, we also have to pray to the Lord, Lord, open my eyes so that I may see you. I may see the heaven. I may see the meaning of eternal life. For that we have to pray. Now the gospel. The three important points from the gospel. The first thing what I liked. The first thing Jesus said, we heard that gospel passage from Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. There, the first part, Jesus came. You know that Jesus was with the disciples all these years. And after that, 40 days, Jesus again appeared to them, taught them many things. But at the end, Jesus was going. Jesus was ready to go to heaven. And just before that, Jesus came. But the word of God says they doubted him. It's not only their situation, even our situation. Examine our faith. What is my situation? Am I truly believing? We have doubts. We have doubts about many things. We doubt about the word of God. We doubt sometimes about the presence of Christ in the Blessed Sacrament. We doubt sometimes, we even think whether God is really existing. If God is existing, why all these things are happening in my life? We have doubts. So when we have doubts, what we have to pray with the apostles who prayed, Luke 17 verses 5 to 10, there we see apostles prayed, Lord, increase our faith. Help our doubts and increase our faith, we have to pray. And the second thing Jesus said, all power on heaven and on earth has given to me. Jesus is empowering us with the baptism, with the confirmation. It's saying, all power on earth has given to me. So therefore, Jesus was not just sent us like without anything. And Jesus said, so therefore, go and baptize every person and baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And this is a very powerful and this is a very unique invitation. We are here not just simply to coming to Sunday Mass just to tick the box, oh yeah, I just went for Sunday Mass, that's it. Now, I have other things. No, as Christians, as Catholics, we have a mission and which we have to fulfill with our life. There is a beautiful quote of Saint, he's not a saint, a great theologian, maybe he's a saint in heaven, Balthasar, one of his famous words, I like that. What we are is a gift of God. Sometimes we say that, I am healthy, I am handsome, or I am beautiful, I have this talents and other talents, I have time, talents, and treasures, many, many things. That is a gift from God. You may say, oh, I have a beautiful house, you know, but so many things. That's all a gift of God for us. God has given this gift, everything. Now, it's very important. What we become is the gift what we are giving to God. God has given a gift, our life. God has given us with many things, but we become, in our earthly journey, we have to try our best. We have to become true missionaries. We have to become true evangelizers. We are called to proclaim the good news. Not only to preach, there is a difference between preaching and proclaiming. I am preaching now. But proclaiming is with our life. Francis of Assisi's beautiful words, it is no use of going anywhere to preach unless our walking is our preaching. So we have to witness the Lord every day somehow. That's what we are called to do. With this ascension invites us to do that. It's reminding us you have a mission. You are not here just simply here on earth, but you have a mission and we have to fulfill it. And the last part is a very comforting and beautiful words. I will be with you till the end of time. What a consoling, what a powerful words. Except Jesus, except our good Lord, who will be able to say that word? Nobody will be able to be with us till the end. One day we have to say goodbye to everyone. We will say goodbye, wife will say goodbye to husband, husband will say goodbye to wife, children will say goodbye to parents, parents will say goodbye to children, friends will say goodbye to each other. And the time of real difficulties, sometimes we are very alone. I like that beautiful song, alone with none but thee, my God. It's beautiful. Alone with none but thee, my God. Only God can be with us for all eternity. And he is faithful to his words. Today, Jesus is affirming us. Jesus is just not let us alone, but I am with you. Then who wants us? We don't want anyone. I remember with that, I will close. The homily, otherwise you say it's long. So with the words of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, she said, I don't count thousands of people around me. I don't count. But I count on one person, that is Jesus. That Jesus is everything for me and everything to me, and I do everything for him. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we are celebrating this feast, remember that beautiful words. I will be with you till the end of time.